It's just after 11 o'clock European time, and Simon and I are standing on platform 7 at the Fernbahnhof at Frankfurt Flughafen, waiting for our train. Now, so much for German efficiency here. It seems our nice, shiny ICE3 train is running 15 minutes late, and we're going to miss our connection at Mainz, which isn't enormously helpful.
No. I'm just thinking, about 12 hours ago, I was at Hounslow Civic Centre, the count, and it has been must be getting on for 40 hours on the go for me, so I want to get on a train and sleep.
Of course, who are you? Simon is going to be banned from sleeping when we get the train up through the Rhine Gorge, that's assuming we ever actually get anywhere on any trains.
We'll end up spending the weekend in a nondescript Frankfurt suburb.
You probably ought to explain why you were at a count.
I was at a count for the Veltmannshessen parliamentary by-election, where I was working as the deputy campaign manager as the Liberal Democrats. We scrambled to save our deposit and third place to avoid bad news before Christmas for the deputy prime minister, which I hope he's very happy with. I'm expecting a Christmas card this year. I got missed last year.
Should definitely get one. For having to do this immediately before coming away for a weekend.
I was very lucky, really, that Labour MP died, happened to live right by Heathrow, really. Because it was probably like there,
it just
maybe
it fairly
where you live in Richmond, or only a handful of other places where it would have really been viable to...
Indeed, to be able to drive straight to the
Via
the
going back to Twickenham for a short bit of time at the hour after count party.
Really? Right.
And then to find an eccentric... big purple car park in the depths of Heston, which you will discover on your way home on Sunday. It's an amazing place.
I'm looking forward to it already.
Anyway, in the meantime, we'll hope you see some genuinely amazing places like Trier with its Roman basilica and Koblenz with its castles. But at the moment, we're just stuck in a station.
Absolutely. The bit at the airport at this end went quite well because BA very kindly laid on assistance for me, despite the fact I had Simon with me, and she didn't mind accompanying us all the way to the station, which it would seem pretty silly to turn it down, really, when it's being offered like that.
Yeah, man, she was very efficient.
She was extremely efficient. More efficient than German railways, I'm sorry to say. Anyway, right, well, we'll see how we get on. Yeah. Did it still say 15 now?
Does. Still 15 minutes.
That's not a good sign.
Could have been worse. Could have said 20. Okay, that's quite noisy. Have you stopped?
Not quite yet. Hang on a second. So, 15-minute delay, 15-minute journey, 5-minute connection. It's not going to happen.
But we might be within 10 minutes of connecting with the next train.
If we're really, really lucky. Is that ever going to stop screeching?
But he said it was a 40-minute wait, so we could be lucky and just get on the next one.
We could do.